smack right in his face was number 80, Derek Vincent. And Zach Gerstenberger, I think he bounced it off his chest.
Yeah, he
got it back.
He gets the pass and the reception for for no gain, but he does get a reception for that, I think.
He got it back at least to the line of scrimmage, so yeah, I'll give him credit for the pass and the reception tonight. So we still are at about, I see second down there, second and 10. Pro set for the Caseville Eagles. Hand off to Simmons right up the middle, puts his helmet down, and he's going to charge it through and pick up five tough yards off that left guard.
You know, Simmons didn't have much of a hole at all, but he just seemed to get his body going forward, and he's such a load to bring down that his momentum got him 5 yards.
Once they get him moving to the line, you know he's going to pick up a yard or two. And if he can get a little bit of space, he's going to be good for 5 or 6. So here we go. It's going to be 3rd and 5. 16 seconds to go here in our first quarter. Back out of the pro set, Catesville Eagles. Gerstenberger under center. Hands off to the right side. Nice handoff there going to 34. Cole Simmons, the junior. And he'll pick up a few yards, but only a few seconds left, and that's going to end the first quarter of play here at Owendale. With the Owen Gage Bulldogs 14 and the Catesville Eagles 0. Let's see what they're going to do. I thought maybe they're going to try to call it back and do another play. We're going to switch sides. As we switch sides, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, we brought it back anyways because the weather's nice out here now.
Hey, who needs a break, right?
No, we don't need a break. Well, look, it's getting a little interesting. We've seen both teams, Chad, both teams are moving the ball. And both teams are playing good offense. They're both playing good defense. They're passing the ball. They're running the ball. And it's just that it's a matter of 14-0. We wouldn't be at 14 probably still. We might be even up if it wasn't for that lost, that fumble there about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. And the interception in the end zone, that was a real killer. When you're knocking on the door, you just can't turn those over like that because, like you say, we'd probably be looking at more of a tie ball game because both teams have been moving the ball very effectively. And on the ground mostly, interestingly enough.
In yardage after the pass, we've got some good runners out on the field. Both of these quarterbacks can air it up. They both have a good arm. They're throwing some nice pitches out.
They haven't needed to.
No. Here we go. First, it's going to be, 4th and 4. 4th and 4. North Huron is going to go for it here on the 35-yard line. Out of the shotgun, Gerstenberger. Going to dance around. He's got a pass off, and he's going to just throw this one up in the air, and nothing there, as that one's going to be defended nicely by the Owen Gage Bulldogs.
Yep, he went for the big play, but that was just good defense back there in the secondary by, I think that was
David
number
Binder?
11. Might have been number, that could have been Binder. He's been all over the field too, but it was good defense nonetheless back there.
11:57 to go here in the second quarter. 14-0, Owen Gage Bulldogs on top of the Caseville Eagles. Bulldogs with the ball as they take over on the 35-yard line. 1st and 10. Wright takes the snap, hands off the left side, picking up a few. That's number 34, David Binder again with a nice carry.
Joey Ellis again in there with that nice low hit. He's still going in, making those tackles, but he's paying for every shot.
Yeah. 11:38 to go here in the second quarter. We're going to get those updates to you here. We've got another one coming in. Lakers and Reese in the second quarter. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers on top of the Reese Rockets. Lakers 6, Reese 0. Deckerville and Peck at the end of the first quarter. 0-0. Deckerville and Peck, Chad.
0-0. That doesn't
That's
surprise
gotta
me.
That's got to be a defensive battle over there. Number 32, Adam Redford is the ball carrier for the Owen Gage Bulldogs. He's going to pick up a few with, again, another nice carry off of that left tackle.
That's going to be good enough for a first down. Adam ran the ball real hard right there off the left side.
Harbor Beach on top right now. Marlette 21-0.
Ouch.
It's going to be a long night for the Marlette Red Raiders. 11:09 to go here in the second quarter at Owendale.
Harbor Beach gives a lot of teams a long night.
A long night. I've had one of those. Here we go. Hand off on the right side of the I formation. Number 34, David Binder. Nice job following his lead blocker and is going to pick up about 5 or 6 yards on that carry off the right tackle.
Bring out second down and three.
Yep. Once again, just patient, waiting for his blocks, running hard. And it seems like all these running backs are good for about 5-6 yards of crack other than a couple occasional times they get stopped.
It's not super fast breakaway runs. A lot of the guys are following their blocks, doing a nice job. If they do get a big open hole like on that one, number 32, Adam Redford with a big carry up the middle, just powered it up. He's a big back too. But these guys are doing a nice job of the downfield blocks. We got to give these Lions some good credit because both of the offensive lines, both teams, have been getting down there and getting some downfield blocks.
Absolutely. They are given at least a seam, if not a hole, for their running backs on every down.
10-14 to go here in the second quarter. 14-0. Bulldogs on top. O engaged with the ball on the 40, about the 43-yard line. Out of the I formation, handoff again going to the left side to David Binder, number 34. Binder will pick up a couple yards on that one, takes him down to about the 38-yard line. So Owen Gage is moving the ball on the Caseville Eagles. Time for the Eagles to dig in here. 9:40 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, we really haven't seen many defensive stops other than turnovers.
No, either team.
Nope.
Here we go, 16, Jake Wright. Under center, pitches off to the left side. Number 34 takes the ball, David Binder, and he's met by a couple of Caseville Eagles. Number 28, Joe Alice is in there. Number 15, Zach Gerstenberger, also in on the tackle.
Yeah, Gerstenberger did a real good job on the outside. He steered that play inward and allowed his teammates to make a nice tackle. He didn't actually get to make the tackle, but he did his job steering them where he needed to.
Good contain. That's what the coaches stress there on defense, especially on this eight-man. If they start running around the outside on an eight-man team, it's a long night, and you got 600 offensive yards, and it's a lot of points on the board. Nice handoff off the right side with a fake to the left. He goes to 34. David Binder comes back on a cross behind the line of scrimmage, crosses to the right behind the right tackle, and picks up the first down.
That was just Owen Gage owning the line of scrimmage right
there.
That hole was big enough to drive a truck through.
You and I could have ran through that one holding hands. Not that that's going to happen, but.
Well, I'd have to wait for you.
Good job there, 75. Derek Harp out there on the right side of the line. Open up a big hole. And a pass. Oh, almost intercepted there by the Caseville Eagles. Getting a hand on it was Joe Alice. Should have had that one all the way. That could have been a pick six right there.
Alice played that one perfectly. It was right in the breadbasket, and he was going the other way with that one. I think he might have been running before he was catching on that.
28, Joe Alice, freshman for the Caseville Eagles, playing back in the corner position. Good defense.
Yeah, he's a quick player back there, too. He broke on that ball very quickly and almost intercepted and then might have returned it.
Bulldogs with second and 10, 8:38 to go in the second quarter. Quick pitch, going to be a reverse to the left, to the right side. 34's got some room. Running it all the way down. David Binder for the Owen Gage Bulldogs and out of bounds.
Looks like we got a little laundry on the field. That one.
Yeah, we're going to have a hold. Maybe that's where they're saying, it's going to be a hold call. It's coming back against the Owen Gage Bulldogs. That was a nice double reverse there by the Bulldogs.
Boy, that was. That fooled everybody, and they executed that perfectly, too.
Nice. And he had some room.
I mean, they made that exchange without breaking stride, didn't they?
Good. David Binder's got some he's got some legs on him, and he made some speed coming off that double reverse. And well executed, Bulldogs. So we'll have that penalty. It'll be called back, and it'll be penalty, a second down in 20 with 8:29 to go here in the second quarter in Owendale.
Got another update for you. Looks like just about finishing the first quarter. Vassar's got a 14-6 lead over Bad Axe right now.
Out of the I formation, pitch out to the left. It's going to be a quick pitch out left side. Running wide is number 11, Jake Warwick. Nice run there. Pick up a couple yards.
Looks like he might have got tripped up by his own man. It looked like Adam Redford out there to make a nice block, and they got tangled up a little bit on that.
Picked up about five on that, but it's still going to make it third and 15.